This week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, beginning of the parasha, Daber kol adas bnei Yisrael, v'amart aleihem kedoshim tiyu, ki kodosh ani Hashem alekeichem. We should be holy, we have to be holy to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because I Hashem, your God, am holy, we have to be holy. The very next pasuk, ish imay v'oviv tiro, v'shapsoysai tishmayru ani Hashem alekeichem. Tells us the mitzvah, the chiyav, of having tiro, of ish imay v'oviv tiro. You have to fear your mother and your father, and Shabbos you have to heed. Question is, what is the connection immediately after tying Klal Yisrael? Kadoshim to you, you have to be Kadosh. The very next thing we tell us is right away, Ishima Vav Tiro, Veshab Seisai Tishmer. You should have fear. Well, fear is really not a proper word, because you're not supposed to fear your parents, but rather Tiro with Lashon awe. Supposed to be in awe of your parents. You know, that's the Lashon of Yir over here. And you should heed Shabbos. What's the connection? The Yerushalmi in Tainus says, Tor Shimon, there was a place called Tor Shimon, and it was destroyed. Why was it destroyed? The Pnei Moshe explains the reason why it was destroyed was because they played ball on Shabbos. Understand? The Yerushalmi said, "Misachkin bekador." Yesh oimim shayim misachkin bekador, that they used to play with kador. And the Pnei Moshe explained that it was on Shabbos. It wasn't playing with a ball, but rather it was because they played on Shabbos. And this happened even though Tor Shimon was known for their large contributions to tzedakah. They were known for that. So they weren't like, you know, Sedaim, which was just a bad town through and through, a bad place. But rather, they were known to be, you know, givers. They gave tzedakah a lot. Nonetheless, Misachron, Bekador, B'Shabbos, according to Pnei Moshe, the whole town got wiped out, the whole city. The obvious question is what is so catastrophic about playing ball on Shabbos? Well, is it so terrible? I'm playing ball. Maybe we'll try to come to a little bit of an understanding of the Yerushalmi. It says in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. The pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu. It says, Kedoshim Tiyu is in the future tense. Not in the present, but rather in the future. So what is this? You should be. He says, we learn from this that Kedusha has no boundaries. No matter how high and no matter how great a level a person achieves in Kedusha, he shouldn't think is, I became Kaddish and I'm done. But rather, Kedoshim Tiyu, you always have to be looking towards the future. Right now you're making yourself Kaddish, wonderful, beautiful. But don't think you're done. You always have to be, there's no boundaries. Kedusha is never ending, and you have to always be looking towards the future that I'm going to create. More Kedusha and more Kedusha and more Kedusha. You can never say, I'm fully saturated with Kedusha, I'm good to go, I accomplished my mission. It doesn't work like that. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says, Ish imay v'ovet tiro v'shashay se tishmoy. Rashi explains the Pasuk states the mitzvah of Shabbos next to the mitzvah of honoring one's parents. Why is it saying the same Pasuk? Ish imay v'ovet tiro v'shashay se tishmoy v'ani yashan l'keichem. It's to teach us, Rashi says, teach us that even if a parent will tell a child to desecrate Shabbos, go ahead, you know, do be machal Shabbos. You don't listen. Even though there's a mitzvah to listen to your parents, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Torah, as an example, Shabbos, so then you shouldn't. Question is why did the Torah specifically use the mitzvah of Shabbos? Now, what happens if a parent tells a child, go eat chazer? Supposed to listen to him? No! Torah says you can't eat chazer, you don't eat chazer. Your parent told you, it doesn't matter. The Rebbe said, and the Talmud said. What happens if who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to God, the Rebbeinu Shalom of the world, or your father, or your mother? Certainly, listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the question is what Al-Shech asks, why specifically are we using the example of the mitzvah, the Torah of Shabbos? And you should know, we're going to teach you that if your father or mother tell you to go against the Torah, that you should know that you shouldn't listen to them. Why specifically Shabbos? The Gemara in Kedushin says there are three partners in the creation of a person: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his father, and his mother. When a person honors his parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will consider that if he was there with the parents and he too was honored. One might assume that if the two of the partners, you have two out of three, there's a father and a mother. The father and the mother both say Bimechal Shabbos, two against one. God says don't. But you got two against one. I mean, majority rules. You might have thought that over here that parents are going to listen to it. You can listen to the parents. It's an overall that the single partner says. The mitzvah of Shabbos, when we are commanded to rest and not do our daily affairs, is a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately the creator of all. The parents are also Hashem's creations, and they have no authority to tell their children to act against his will. That's why we use Shabbos. You want to know why we use Shabbos? As an example, because Shabbos, the day of rest, is a time to reflect that God is the creator of the world. He created the entire world. Certainly, if the creator of the entire world says you should not do an Aveira, be it Chazer, be it Mechal Shabbos, be it any Aveira, anything that you can do against the Torah, you don't listen, even though it's two against one, the father and the mother, you don't listen. It says in the Qur'an, was from Moshe Feinstein, Zeich Tzadik Levracha. Why does the Torah need to tell us we need to be Kaddish? What is it? Mamarta Aleihem, Mamarta Aleihem, Kedoshim to you. You have to say to them, not Daber called Nasr, Daber, say to Kal Yisrael, Mamarta Aleihem, and say to them Kedoshim to you. He says, well, what does he have to say it? There are times when one may denigrate himself. He may say, who am I? I'm worthless. It brings a person to say, I'm not going to follow Torah, I'm not important. He begins to feel incapable of learning or teaching Torah. He feels unimportant since he cannot contribute large amounts of tzedakah. He's not a wealthy fellow, he can't get tzedakah. This thought process may cause one to become a rasha. We must all have the trait of an anav. Being an anav doesn't mean that I'm an anav, I think I'm worthless. That's not what being an anav means. Rather, all the person when the anav is the person who is a true anav, he realizes that all his capabilities come from the Rebbeinu Shloim. The pasuk is telling us, no matter what each individual's capabilities are, v'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu, you should all know that we are all kaddish, and we all have to act accordingly. Moshe Feinstein was a big honor. You think he didn't know he was a pasuk adar? Moshe Rabbeinu. You think he didn't know he was Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course he knew. He was an honor. What does it mean he was an honor? He didn't say, I'm worthless. He says, I'm worthless not because I inherently cannot make myself kaddish, and I can't create positive things, but rather is, I am nothing in of myself, because everything that I have is in the Rebbeinu Shloim. So if a person is being solely supported, he has a next door neighbor who's giving him $1 million every day. He's walking around and he's buying fancy cars and fancy this. It's a normal thing to not be, people will become balgai about that too. But if he thinks about it, says, I'm a Baal Gai, I'm a big shot. At any point in time, first of all, he can cut it off. My next neighbor can stop giving me $1 million every day. And even if not, it's not mine. I didn't earn it. It's not mine. He gives it to me. So the person realizes that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shloim, and all his capabilities come from the Rebbeinu Shloim. Don't be a big shot about it. That's what a true honor is. Being humbled and being machnia yourself to understand that everything that I have and am capable of is all from the Rebbeinu Shloim. Says in the Zohar Machodim, "Amart aleihem kedoshim to you." Chazal tell us that malachim who do not have a yetzahara only need one kedusha. Only need one kedusha. However, Klal Yisrael who have a yetzahara, they need two kedushas. The Rashi and the Ritva say that one who fulfills the words of Chachamim are called kaddish. If you fulfill the words, you call a kaddish. Certainly, one who fulfills the words of the Torah are called kaddish. We must mekadesh ourselves with what is inherently permitted. Kedoshim is a loshon rabim. Klal Yisrael have to have two kedushas. What are the two kedushas, he says? One kedush is, of course, to follow what the Torah says. No question. The second kedusha that we have to have is to be mekadesh things that are inherently mutter. Something that is mutter, something that I'm allowed to do. But I'm going to say, you know what? It's not a good thing for me to do that. It might cause me to do something else. It's not proper. It's inherently mutter. but I'm going to stay away from it. I'm going to build gates, so I shouldn't come to do something bad. That's what a Klal Yisrael have to do. Kedoshim to you, more than one Kedusha. The Kedusha of certainly following the actual Torah, and then creating gates around it, and taking things that are inherently mutter, and saying, I'm not going to do that as well. It says in the Binyo, Rosh Hashanah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, one who does an aveya on Shabbos will be punished more severely than had he done that same aveya during the week. So you state in Binyo, from the Ben Ishchai. And at the same token, if you learn an hour on Shabbos, it's like learning 1,000 hours during the week. Unbelievable. 1,000 hours. Doiv Yisrael says, Gemara Nida says, three parts of the creation of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. From the father, a person obtains bones and sinews. From the mother, the skin and flesh. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person gets the Ruach and Neshama. The father and the mother give things that can potentially lead a person to do Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides pure Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the Neshama. The Neshama, as we discussed in the Tefillah Shir, is pure Kedusha. And that has not, no bad things can come from it. No Ra. Kedoshim to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Neshama which is completely Kedusha. Ish imay v'aviv tiro. However, one must have fear of what his father and his mother gave him. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Kedoshim to you, kikadosh ne'ajon geichem. You inherit the eye to Rabbi Yisrael gave you an neshama that's kadosh. And what do you have? But what do you have to worry about? So that you don't have to worry about. What do you have to worry about? Ishimai v'olav tiro'u. He says the lashon of tiro'u, fear what your father and mother gave you. They gave you the parts of your guf. Because it's with your guf that you can do averis. You have to stay kadosh and watch out for that. Perhaps now we can understand the connection between Klal Yisrael being Kaddish, the mitzvah of Ish Imay V'Oviv Tiro, and the Shabbos Tishmeru. On Shabbos, we receive the most amazing gifts from the Bnei Yisrael. What do we receive? A Neshama Yisera. An additional Neshama. Some say a Neshama Yisera means more of a Neshama, however you want to learn. We receive a Neshama Yisera. It is with the second neshama that we are given the capabilities to defeat the Yetzirah and follow Torah. We have two neshamas. We have an extra neshama. We have extra neshama with us. We have to utilize it. If a person takes his time on Shabbos and he throws it away, he takes it and says it's not important, who cares? He's wasting the gift that he got from the Bnei Yisrael. We can say it from the Ben Ishchai. If you do an Aveira, you're taking that extra Neshama and you're selling it. On the flip side, if you do mitzvahs and you learn Torah, you're taking advantage of it. So the Pasuk is telling you, Kedoshim to you, should be Kadosh. Ish imay v'av tiro. You should be careful with what the parents gave you. You should be careful for that. You have to fear your parents. But like Rashi tells us, of course you shouldn't listen to machal anything that the Torah says. Not Shabbos, not anything. And why Shabbos? Because Shabbos is telling us about the neshama, is referencing the neshama, the miramis to the neshama that we get. And on Shabbos we get this extra neshama, the neshama yisera, and we have to learn how to treat it properly. Perhaps that's the reason why the Tor Shimon was destroyed, because of playing ball on Shabbos. They've been mezalzled so much that we have an opportunity to gain so much, and they took Shabbos, playing ball is considered a zilzal on Shabbos, that you're not treating Shabbos properly. I mean, the pshat is that you have an opportunity, and if you're throwing it away, you have an extra neshama, and you're going to do it on things like playing ball. That was a reason to get destroyed, even though they weren't inherent, they gave stucco, and there were other positive attributes, but perhaps that's what the Yerushalmi is saying, and that's why they got destroyed. A little bit later in the parasha, the pasuk says, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'pnei seiva tokum, v'hadarta pnei zokein, v'yereisa melekech ani Hashem. You shall rise in the presence of an old person, and you shall honor the presence of an elder, and you shall have fear of your God, I am Hashem. The Shait in the Pasuk. Said in Shulchan Aruch, one must rise in respect for anyone over the age of 70, even if that person is not learned. One must honor a Talmid Chacham. Zaken represents a Netrikin for Zeh Shekana Chachma, one who acquired with, not just a Zaken meaning an older person, but Zeh Shekana Chachma, he who acquired wisdom, even if he is young. So if you have someone who's young, he's a Talmid Chacham, you have to rise to him as well. Showing respect for a Talmid Chacham of any age is showing respect for his Torah. Not showing respect for the person. Showing respect for his Torah. However, why does one need to show respect for one over 70 years old who's not learning? What's that? I understand standing up for the Talmud Chacham and showing respect for the Talmud Chacham. Because he's Talmud Chacham, you're not standing up for him. You're standing up for the Torah that he represents. And some say that the Kehanim, there are many Kehanim today, and they say not all of the Kehanim are real Kehanim. Because, you know, it's hard with the lineage of exactly the Yichus. Some people might not realize they're Kehanim and are really Kehanim. And there are those that think they're Kehanim and they believe they're Kehanim, but, you know, throughout all the generations, it got lost somehow. And somehow someone thought they were Kayin. Maybe the mother was from, you know, a Bas Kayin and the father wasn't. You know, we don't know. It's you know, not to be an error on the Kehanim, but it could be every Kayin is not a Kayin. If that's the case, it should be that maybe you shouldn't be able to do Birchas Kayan. How could you say Birchas Kayan? You're making a bracha. It's a suffik. Suffik brachas lahakam. I have a suffik. If any individual is really a Kayan, unless he can prove to me, unless he himself knows for a fact, he can go from generation back to Aaron a Kayan, or Pinchas says, I know for a fact that I'm a Kayan. So maybe he's not. So maybe it's a suffik. Maybe you shouldn't have to make a bracha. So Pshat is the bracha actually more complicated. But let's go to Elias. You get Aliyah, you get the first Aliyah. We call you up as a Kohen. What's the Pshat? I'm showing respect to the Kohen. Pshat is not showing respect to the Kohen, to that individual. I'm showing respect to the institution called Kahuna. I understand that a Kohen, his job is to go and do that right in the Beis HaMikdash, and by showing respect and honor to a Kohen, what I'm doing is I'm respecting the institution called Kahuna. So even if he's not really a Kohen, I would still get schar for giving him kavod. If a person does it, he still gets schar. But the question is, if someone who's old, who cares? He's old, so 70 years old, the guy's 90 years old. He's not Talmid Chacham, who cares? Chaim Shon Rafael Hirsch says, Seva b'nei Seva. Seva means experience. He who honors the natural human perception that matures through the repeated events of life and nature. That's what Seva means, experience. Zikna, wisdom, Zeshekana Chachma. He who honors the understanding of life and nature that is obtained from Hashem's words. Hashem's word reveals the divine source and purpose of life and nature, and their significance to our mission. We must pay tribute to both parts. The clear and circumspect human intellect that which matures through experience, and the spirit of Hashem which is generated from the Torah. We pay homage to those who possess these qualities. Which ones? The aged and the wise. By rising for them and honoring them. So Shalom Shalom Baal Hirsch is explaining is that it's the seva, the experience, the age, even though it's not just the wise and the Talmud Chacham, but there's something to the age as well. It says in the Goraye, that man is composed of both physical and spiritual. It is a spiritual component that makes him worthy of respect. Nothing to do with his physical. One who learns Torah nurtures his soul. His focus is on the spiritual. His body is incidental to his neshama. Such a person deserves to be honored. An older person's body weakens, so his spirit becomes dominant. This person must also be honored. So the Guru Aryeh explains that, you know why we respect the elder person? The Zaken, Zaken is Eshkan Chachma, rather the Seva, the old person, you know why? Because that's when his guf is already weaker. And the spiritual part of him, even if it's not a Talmid Chacham, he never achieved the level of Talmid Chacham, unfortunately. But L'maisa, he's an older person, it's showing where at that point in time the spiritual part of him is stronger than the physical, because his body is already frail and weaker. And therefore, when you're respecting him, what are you respecting? You're respecting the spiritual part of him. To respect the spiritual part of the person is kedai to respect. It says in the Sefer HaChinuch, The main purpose of man being created in this world is because of wisdom, in order to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, his creator. Therefore, it is worthy for men to honor those who have reached this level, thereby causing others to be inspired to try to attain this level as well. So the reason you should, by someone seeing is, oh look, you're having respect to that Talmid Chacham, they'll also be inspired to try to become a Talmid Chacham. One who is old but not wise, he's included in this mitzvah too. Why? The reason is because throughout his years, he recognized on some level the work and wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one who is a Baal HaVeiris should not be on it. So if you know an older person who is a Baal HaVeiris, him you shouldn't be on it. But someone who is an older person, he's seen the, at some point in time, he has to recognize the level of the godliness of the Baruch Hu. The more you see, the more you recognize, you see the Bria, you see nature, what we call nature. You go to Niagara Falls, you see the unbelievable pili ploim of this world, and the elder has seen so much of it. That itself is worth honoring. As I say in the Chinuch. It says in Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, from the Pasuk when they say the Tokum, we have the minhag to stand when we say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. The Rosh Tevis and Seif Tevis are the word Mipnei Seva. Is Shmei, Shin Mem Yud Hei. When one says Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Tokum, he should stand up. You say in the Ben Chaim Paltiel, why isn't it the Halacha Maisa? When we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should stand. It says in Sefer HaChassidim, an important person should try to limit his walking in front of those who are sinning. For if they stand up for him, it will take away from his chuyas. Talmud Chacham shouldn't say, ah, but we walk back and forth, I walk into this measure, everyone stands up for me, I walk out, I walk back in 10 minutes later. It's fun here, everyone's, playing musical chairs, maybe I can even get, some extra chairs here. He says it's taken away from his zuchuyas. Additionally, one should not chase after COVID. No honor, rather all his actions should be l'shem Shemayim. It says in the Bar Benel, the previous pasuk states that one should not turn to necromancers, those who utilize witchcraft, for answers. That was the pasuk right before. You shouldn't go to get the heebie-jeebie stuff. The pasuk teaches us that we should seek out the gedolei hador to daven for us. That's what it's telling us. The Gemara Rabbah tells us on Kuf Tezvav, if one has a sick individual in his home, we should go to a chacham. A makar that you should go to the gedolei hador to daven for you. It says in the Chaim Sanach, quotes Zoya, one should rise like a gibor, remember his creator because he is old. The safe tevis of Neseva Tokim Vahadarta is Misa, death. One should do tshuva and overpowers it to her while he is young, because one never knows when he will die, and you never get a chance to do tshuva. The person always has to be thinking tshuva, tshuva, after the tshuva, because the person never knows when his last day is. Certainly you should try when you're young, and if you're older now, you should try now too. It says in the Shachar Al-Tayr, the Gematria of Seva is equal to Yetzer Toiv. Zakim refers to the Yetzer Hara. Seva, Yetzer Toiv, Zakim, Yetzer Hara. Says in Kohela, Shlomo Melech called the Yetzer Hara Zakim Uksil. One must have his Yetzer Toiv stand up and overpower his Yetzer Hara. It says in the Panei Achraza, Seva is the same Gematria as Avraham Avinu. To tell us an elderly person who has a Baal Torah and Maisim Torah must be respected and honored. However, an elderly person who is a Baal Averi should not be respected and honored. So all this, even when we're talking about an elder, doesn't mean a Zakin who's in there. We're talking about a Zakin who has not to be Talmud Chacham, but if he's a Taka, a Rosh, he does Averi, it's him we wouldn't stand up for. It says in the Ksaf Sefer, it's a mitzvah to stand up for an elderly person, even one who is an Amah Aretz. It is also a mitzvah to stand up for one who acquired wisdom. If one is both elderly and wise, one should give him additional honor in order to demonstrate that receiving honor is both quality, being elderly and wise. I don't know how you do that. But if someone is old and wise, you have to give him extra special. It says in the Pri Aretz, speaking to the entire Abel Kolasne Yisrael Matan Kadeshim Tiyu Ki Godesh Neishan Negev. Speak to the entire assembly of Neishan and say to them, you shall be holy. It says in Vayikir Rabba, one might have thought that one must be holy like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Ki Kadosh Ani. I am a Kadosh. The Banshan says, I am Kadosh. So you should be the same thing. We can be Kadosh at the Banshan. It says in Pirkei Avos, who is the wise one? One who learns from all people. What is the connection between the Medrash speaking about the Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the wise man who learns from all people? What does it mean for one to be wise? The wise man is the one who completely immerses himself in the wisdom until he makes himself as if he is nothing. He searches for the truth in this world and looks for the purpose of this world. One who achieves true wisdom becomes a complete spiritual being. One who seeks the truth at all costs is willing to learn from all people. He doesn't care. I want the truth. That's all I want. I don't care if this person is nothing, doesn't know anything. He knows one piece of information that I could utilize. I'm interested. It says in Eiv, "Va'achachma me'ayin timtza," the meaning that wisdom is found in a place where one makes himself ayin, nothing. Ayin, that's the point. Aleph yud enden on nothing. I am nothing. If I don't care, then I'll go ask anyone. The Medrash explains, how can one make himself holy? How can you make himself kaddish? If one becomes a chacham, he searches for the truth in the world and seeks the Ribbono Shel Olam, he will make himself into an ayin, nothing. If he is nothing, then he will certainly recognize that the holiness of a kaddish baruch Hu is greater than his own. The way to achieve true holiness is being by truly humble and searching for Hashem. Ki kaddish ani, how are you going to get? You can't be chassid shalom, you can't be a kaddish like the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you can get to the level of a high level when you realize ayin, I am nothing. And you look around and say, wow, look at the Bria the Ribbono Shel Olam created. And you're searching for what the purpose is. What's the purpose in this world? Why am I on this world? What is happening over here? That's how you achieve true chachma. Perhaps now you can understand why one must have respect for the elderly, even one who is not Maritz. Man is on this world for a purpose. The world is an antechamber for the next world. That's all this is. The preparation for the next world. In this world, we have to prepare ourselves. The reason to respect Talmud Chacham is easily understood. The Talmud Chacham, one who is true Chacham and searches the Ribbono Shel Olam through Tarek Deisha, he is accomplishing his purpose on this world. The elderly person has seen many actions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has gone through life. He unfortunately is not searching the proper manner for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not Talmud Chacham. Nonetheless, we have to honor him as well. Why? Because he may have more recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam than we do. That is the reason, because he might. He's an elderly person. There's a reason to believe that he has more recognition. He's seen more things. That's the reason. But honoring the Talmud Chacham and the elderly, it brings a person to Yir Shamayim. It should cause one to think of the underlying reason he is honoring these individuals. It's a reminder for us to recognize what our purpose on this world is. We must seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam. We must nullify ourselves in our search for the Ribbono Shel Olam and make ourselves kaddish. That's the Yisoy. Why should we stand up for an elderly person? Who cares? He's not Maharaj. He doesn't know anything. Pshat is it because he might know more. He might have seen more. He might understand more. And you're standing up in that recognition. You should say, why am I? You should stop and think. There's an 80-year-old man. He just walked into the shul. He walked into the dining room. He walked into where the store I'm at. And you're sitting. You stand up. Why do you stand up? Because he might have more of recognition than you. He might, he's even, halavai is Talmud Chacham. But even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, he probably has more recognition. He's seen more in his life. Recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's supposed to remind us, that's our job on this world. Our job is to say, why am I here? I'm here for a reason. Search out the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? The Chidah says that the Shekhinah rests here on earth. Why? Because it helps us acquire Yiras Hashem. By the Shekhinah being here, it helps us acquire Yiras Hashem. The neshama of a person senses the presence of the Shekhinah and becomes afraid to do avers. Even though the person himself cannot see the Shekhinah, his neshama that is Kadosh does. When someone greets an elderly person as if he is greeting the Shekhinah, the reason is because when we see an elderly person who is righteous and knowledgeable in the study of Torah, we know he is worthy to have the Shekhinah rest upon him. The Neshama recognizes the fact that the Shekhinah is resting on the elderly person and leads one who sees him to have Yirat Hashem. That's why when you stand up, you're talking to the Shekhinah, there's a Talmud Chacham there, there's an elderly person there, there's the Shekhinah there with him. When your Neshama sees the Shekhinah, your Neshama is like, hey, one second, I can't do Averis, I have to stay away from Averis. Perhaps that's the reason why they save a talkum. We stand up for an elderly person. We have to realize what our goal is. We're here to learn. We're in the middle of, Pesach was there a couple of days ago. We're counting sphere. We're counting sphere. Before a person's getting married, a person's graduating something, is exciting. Usually they'll go backwards. They'll say, yes, 50 days left to my wedding. 30 days left to my wedding. 10 days, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh! Got to the last day! Hooray! Why is it that by seer we count upwards? We count 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 50. Why don't we count backwards? It seems that usually when there's something exciting, we count the other way. The insight is that when I'm counting the Shabbos, if today is, if I'm 50 days from my wedding, and I start counting from today, every day from now until the wedding is in my way. I want to be at the wedding now, but there's 50 days in my way. So I count, I have 50 days left. And tomorrow, I got rid of one. One day is out of the way. I'm down to 49. And so on. Every day, I'm getting rid of one more day to get closer. I'd rather be there today. So that's the pshat when I count down. When you're counting up, the pshat is, I'm not prepared yet for Kabbalah Sotera. Shavuos is Kabbalah Sotera. I'm going to accept the Torah all over again. I'm not prepared. I have to take each day. It's not in my way. I have to take the day. I have to go learn. I have to go to a shir. I have to learn Torah. And every time I take another day, I'm counting. Today is 7. Today is 40. Today is 40. And what am I accomplishing today? Because it's a preparation. I'm not trying to get rid of these days. Yeah, I'm excited for Kabbalah Torah. Yes, I want to get there. So I'm counting up towards it. But I'm counting up to remind me that each day I have to take with it. I have to use it. I have to utilize it properly to try to prepare for Kabbalah Torah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.